What exactly is Truman Centerville?
It's actually what it says. It's a true man teaching them how to become what God says we are.
What lessons, what mentor alongside you did you look up to for inspiration?
The first mentor I ever had was, and I mentioned him in my book, his name was Willie Jemison. He was my first pastor.
The creative need to create beautiful things versus your business side now of building this. What helps you to keep that balance there?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
This podcast is sponsored by J.A. Hall Law Firm.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we sit down with local business owners and organizational leaders in our community to learn more about their story and just to inspire our community to do business better and just to be able to give back to their community better. Today, I have sitting down with me Mr. Truman Wallace, who is just building a legacy, building a beautiful thing. So you are the founder of Truman Center of Hope. Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay. You just had a ribbon cutting and I got to learn a little bit about what your story is and everything. Mm-hmm. But I really want to dive deeper than just what's on the surface of what you're doing. But take us back to the really young Truman. Take us back to where everything started and just your story and your just everything. I want to know it all.
All right. So it started before I was born. As it's told to me from my mom, it was they prayed that I would become a pastor. And lo and behold, this is what, you know, later on I'll be actually ministering. But to move it on, they prayed that I would become a pastor. And after I was born, you know, playing out, you know, in the yard at the age of two, you know, trying to cross the street, I got hit by a car. Mm-hmm. So that kind of derailed it a little bit, but not knowing that, you know, this accident would actually become the ministry that pushed me forward. So at the age of five, I started playing in church, playing the piano. Then I moved on to the drums, and then I started to get discovered a little bit by local churches and start playing around with churches. And then I got connected with somebody famous. I don't know if I can really say his name. His name is Phil Collins. I did an opening with him and did a little touring with him. And then, you know, went on from there and went on and kept growing as a musician, you know, becoming known a little bit more. Dabbled in ministry, did some youth pastoring. And then I learned from a mentor that there's more to ministry than just being behind the church. You have to learn how to minister in the marketplace. So this is the new ministry, Truman Center of Hope.
I love that. And you're going to have to work on helping me get Phil Collins on the podcast. That would be so cool. Well, I love that you have really just taken something that could have been serious adversity in your life and used it as a platform to just further the Lord's work. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So what exactly is Truman Center of Hope?
It's actually what it says. It's a true man teaching them how to become what God says we are. True men of God, walking in his will, walking in his divine promise to us. And letting us know that, hey, I'm with you regardless. You know, I'm with you. I'm for you. I'm behind you. I'm on the side of you. You can't get rid of me. I am the true man. I am the true vine, is what scripture says.
Yes.
So we're living in that. And I believe that being in this field as true man, center of hope, we're giving these young men that opportunity to know that, hey, God is really with you. You can do all things.
So while this does feel like a natural progression in your life, at the same time, it's a little bit of a shift in what you were doing because you were doing this musical career and mm-hmm. really excelling.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that pivotal moment that really made you go, this is what I need to do? I need to start investing in those next.
It was doing a suicidal moment. You know, when I got to the point of I wanted to give up, so to speak. You know, I hit a wall and things wasn't going well. Finances went way down and, you know, connections stopped responding to me. And it just, I felt lost. And I said, you know, this is it. I guess this is the legacy that I'm leaving, you know, what I've already done. And, you know, in the midst of preparing to do a suicidal moment, which was, you know, with a gun, God spoke to me. And he said, get up. It's not over yet. And in that broken spot, I got up and started walking. And I met someone that was in a worse condition than me. And I said, let me figure something out. There's something out there for me to do. And lo and behold, it's been in me the whole time. I've always been the one that wanted to give back to someone, teach them something that I didn't know or that wasn't taught to me. I always wanted to give back. So I said, let me just walk in this zone right here. I don't know where this is going to lead to. I don't know what it's going to do for me, but let me just go. Let me just keep going. Let me keep going. Let me keep helping people. Let me just keep, you know, pointing to people until I met Stacy and he introduced me that, hey, man, you really have something. This is the pathway you need to go down. And it turning this into a nonprofit because of his mentorship. So it was just taking something natural that I already do anyway, you know, far as helping people. Now making it legit or, you know, putting a name to it and a face to it. And this is where I am now.
I love that passion. I love the story of that beauty coming from the ashes. Mm-hmm. That there's so many times that we do get into those low points.
Yes.
And that's the exact moment where the Lord needs us in order to get us where he wants us to be all along.
Mm-hmm.
I love that so much. And that your journey truly has been one of those where it's like self-perpetuating. Like, I'm preparing you for this.
Yes.
When the day's right, you're going to know. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this is what it was all about all the time.
Yes.
I love that. I love it.
When life gets complicated, you need someone in your corner who listens, understands, and acts with skill. That's what J.A. Hall Law Firm delivers. They work in criminal defense, personal injury, and estate planning. They help clients in Mississippi and Tennessee. You get honest advice, steady communication, and a clear path forward. Jacinta Hall has nearly two decades of legal experience, including service as a public defender and a federal defender. She has stood beside people in their toughest moments. She brings that same commitment to every client who walks in the door. If you need help right now, or you just want to plan ahead, visit the jahallfirm.com or call 662-932-2973. J.A. Hall Law Firm, here to guide you and protect your future.
Since then, like you said, you met Stacy Dodd, and that kind of helped you along the path of turning this into a traditional, like, actual ministry, figuring out the outline of what that looks like professionally.
Mm-hmm.
But during the times when you had those pivotal moments, what lessons, what mentor alongside you did you look up to for inspiration?
Well, there are a ton of mentors. Yes. The first mentor I ever had was, and I mentioned him in my book. His name was Willie Jemison. He was my first pastor. Then I moved on to another pastor by the name of Paul Reed. And he taught me, he's the one that introduced me to ministry in the marketplace. Willie Jemison taught me how to not be afraid and not be ashamed of who you are and how to stand up as a man. Then I met with Frankie Ray. Frank Ray taught me how to study and what that looks like, you know, what scripture says about you and how you need to conduct yourself. And Isaac Malone, that you met, that was here.
Yes.
He's
a precious individual.
Yeah.
I only knew himself. Him for a moment, but he is a light.
Yes, yes. And, you know, and then meeting Stacy and, you know, and the new guys I'm meeting, it's so many men. And then there's a ton of women that introduced me to this other side of myself, that, hey, you know, no, the men are good. Yes, you keep all of that, but there's another side that you need to approach. And along with my mother, my godmother, my grandmother, my sisters and church members, and so many people that, you know, deposited in me and, you know, got me to the place that I am now.
And that makes all the difference. It really does. To see that, okay, well, yes, I'm trying to build a legacy. I'm trying to build something bigger than me that lasts longer than me. Having those people behind you are what make all the difference between making something small and making something that's beautiful and that the Lord can use for eternity. That is, oh, get you.
There's something that, and I meant to share it at the ribbon cutting, but I didn't find the spot to do it. There's something that Isaac Malone taught me years ago. He said, okay, you have a sheet of paper in front of you.
I have
Let's take this, for example. Pick that sheet of paper up. Okay. All right, now put it down. Pick it up one more time. Now try to put it down. He said, there is no such thing. You're either going to do it or you're not. He deposited that in me over dinner. And I've been taking it for the last 15 years and applying it to my life. So there is no, I'm going to try to do this. You're going to do it or you're not. And if you don't do it, you're letting God down because he deposited this in you. So what do you want to do? It's on you.
I'm going to be obedient. I love that. So was there ever just, since you turned this corner and you started just following where he was leading you,
mm-hmm.
is there one person that really stands out that you go, this is it. I started doing this for this person. This is my why.
I can go back, but I can talk about the recent guy. That's Eli. He's a member of the church that I play for.
Yes.
And I would see him, actually, a few years ago. I saw him for the first time, and I noticed when I was playing, he was just doing the rhythm with his hand. And I was just so impressed that he kept the rhythm the whole mm-hmm. time when I'm listening to all these other people clap off beat. But he's just keeping the rhythm. keeping the rhythm. And I said, man, I want to get to know him. And I watched him. And I didn't know who his parents was. I didn't know anything about his grandparents, anything. But I watched him. And I noticed some things. And I said, okay. I came back the following week. And I saw him sitting there, and I called him up to the stage, and I gave him some sticks. And I said, man, take these sticks, and let me see what you can do. And he was just smiling, and I didn't say anything else to him. And then I finally called him one day. I said, come on up here. And he just was smiling, and I noticed that, you know, he had a problem with his hearing and his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, don't worry about it. And I gave him a hug, and I said, I got you. And that's what started it for me. That what really pushed it for me and said, you know, that's the next generation right there.
Absolutely.
I have to take care of them.
I love that so much. So Eli is a precious individual. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to know him a little bit because his family are Gator parents. We all go to, our kids are all in the same high school and all the things. So mm-hmm. I have had an opportunity to speak with him a few times, and he is a sweet little fellow. And I love them so much. But I want to know, is that where you're leaning? Is you want to advocate and be a resource of hope for those that are of special needs of some sort? Is that
only physical?
Only physical.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm working towards getting to the other side. I'm, you know, getting into some classes and all of that to learn more of the mental side of it. But as of now, I can deal with the physical because I am the poster child for it.
Yeah.
So I know how to deal with that. So I'm sticking right there for the moment.
All right. So mm-hmm. we're going to get him trained up so that he can go on tour with Phil Collins too.
Yes. There's two more students that I have that I'm working with now.
Okay.
You know, and you would meet them later on. But as of now, I'm just focusing on Eli.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned your book. Tell us a little bit about your book and how you decided you wanted to be an author too.
Well, actually, I wrote a couple of notes down about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kind of had the idea that, hey, one day I'm going to put this out. I'm going to do something with it. And it was kind of a dare by Stacy, because he came out with his book and he was like, hey, man, I got my book and this and that. I said, okay, all right, all right. And then he came out with his second book. I said, listen, okay, enough is enough.
You're just showing off.
Yeah. And I asked him, you know, I said, hey, man, you know, what do I need to do? And he said, I don't know. He said, I just throw stuff together and they fix it for me. And I said, okay. And I just started, you know, just walking through, remembering, dealing with the past, facing the past and saying, hey, you may be done with it, but your past is not done with you. So you have to tackle this. And I just went through it. Everything I can remember, I researched and I just kept doing it and kept doing it. And I wrote down all these notes and I let one of our church members, Lynn, you met Lynn. Mm-hmm. I let her read it and she was just bawling, crying, just, oh my God, oh my God. I said, cut it out. It's not that good. Cut it out. She said, oh my God, this is so good. You got to do this. So I just did it. Took a picture of myself that I had when I was a child. When I was the king of Greater Southside Baptist Church. Took that picture and put it on the front and went through Amazon. Did everything myself. Put the book out.
All right. So what is the name of the book so everybody can go and buy it?
It's called I Didn't Think It Would Affect Me This Way.
All right. Mm-hmm. And if you're wondering what it looks like, the cover of that book has the most precious young boy on it wearing a crown and a sash, and he truly owns it. I love it. It's so cute. And I can't wait to get started reading it. Thank you for blessing me with a copy. Yeah. I'm so excited. And you said they can find it on Amazon?
Yes.
Okay. So go to Amazon, look up his book, and then tell Stacy Dodd that you read it and it was better than his.
Yes.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
So you use music. You are using your gift that the Lord gave you of music to inspire and just invest in these young people. What have you seen, especially maybe even with Eli, just his confidence level? What have you seen change in him since he started working with you?
Well, I hadn't really noticed any difference because he's always been the same with me. But from what I'm hearing, that he's more confident. He talks more. He smiles a lot more. He will hug you now and give you dap and all of this stuff versus before, you know, he was kind of to himself. And I'm very proud. You know, I can say, hey, that's enough for me. I've done enough just to get him to that level.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that, but I know that he can do so much more. And I'm setting up the space for him to be able to be free and to bring students in that's like him. Mm-hmm. So he can have his own community and, you know, keep this thing going. Because one day I'm not going to be here and I need somebody to keep this going.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to the new branding of Eli and who he is to become.
Absolutely. Well, in the same turn of that coin, what has working with him and seeing his changes done for you?
It brings out the softer side of me. You know, because, you know, I got to keep it together in front of him. But, you know, at the house, my wife will tell you, you know, I'm boohooing because I'm just so proud, you know, that this is happening, you know, and what it can do. You know, all of the stress that comes along on the back end, is worth it, you know, to make someone like him proud, to make his grandfather feel good.
Yeah.
You know, he came to me and he told me, he said, man, I just appreciate, you know, what you're doing for me. I said, listen, the women around, don't you cry. Don't you cry. Keep it together, man.
Uh-huh, you know, she's going to bring you down,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So, uh-huh. You know, it feels so good to know that it's making a difference for them and other people see it,
yeah.
You know, and I hope that it will make more people want to partner with us so we can deliver this, because it needs to happen for the community, you know, because I don't think personally that there's anything like that around for people with physical disabilities teaching them music and arts and, you know, confidence and all of those things. I don't think there's anything around, you know, from the research I've done, and it needs to be.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
So I look forward to, you know, what's to happen later, you know, and it makes me feel great on the inside that, you know, it's helping someone, you know, it's blessing somebody, you know, to want to be better.
So somebody who is inspired by your story and by what you're putting together, what would that look like? What kind of partnerships are you looking to glean from building this into the nonprofit kind of situation that it is now?
Well, the type of partnerships that I really need, you know, financially, of course, what I need is more counsel, people to come in that does therapy and stuff like that. I need more school systems to come in. I need to partner with them more. I need more churches to be a part of this, because this is not just for Mississippi. Yeah. You know, the plan is that the goal is, my vision is to have this placed in each state, you know, and I want this, you know, where they have their own therapists, they have their own teachers, they have their own community, and, you know, it continues to grow. And I want to place this in someone's church in each state where they can feel safe, you know, that, you know, they can actually grow. I want some people, some business owners to come in, teach them about business, teach them about AI, and et cetera. You know, I want this to go as far as it could possibly go. So any partnership in those categories will work perfect for us.
So is there an age group demographic that you're wanting, yes, to really focus on?
10 to 17.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Beyond music, mm-hmm, and what else do you do for your balance between the creative need to create beautiful things versus your business side now of building this? What helps you to keep that balance there?
I'm still trying to figure that out. yeah, I'm still working it out. Listen, my wife says it to me all the time. She said, listen, I need my time. Okay, we're going to figure this out. Not this year, but maybe next year we'll figure out some time. But right now, I don't have a balance. You know, it's just
day to day.
Yes.
I think there's times we're all still trying to figure that out. Yes. From time to time.
Yes.
But I bet Miss Winter tries to keep you in line.
Okay? Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
So what do you love the most about serving the young men that you're able to start investing in? Like, what is the biggest impact that you're seeing?
The joy. Their spirit begins to shine. That's the greatest impact. You know, I can care less if you become the best musician. You know, long as you're doing what you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever that is. You know, that's what I want to come from this. You to be able to become you and to show the world who you are. That's all I want. So I can care less, you know, if you're the greatest or you're not. You know, just bringing that spirit out. You know, letting the world know that, hey, this whatever this disability is, it's not stopping me. Actually, it's the light that's shining on me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, from the perspective of someone who's now building an organization, building something that is gonna just be huge. I see it. You're on mm-hmm. the cusp of absolute greatness because it is such a need. What advice would you give to someone else who's dreaming big, who's ready to just take that next step?
Well, I would give them the word fear. False evidence appearing real. Mm. If you catch that, you can make it.
All right, say that one more time for the people in the back.
False evidence appearing real.
Okay.
If you get rid of the fear, you can accomplish anything.
I love that. I'm going to stick that in my pocket for later for sure. All right. So I have to go back to music because I'm a music girl.
Yes.
If you had to pick one song, one inspirational lyrics that you would listen to over and over again, if you had to choose just one, what's your go-to song?
The song that my grandmother used to sing when she used to clean the house and make her Simon Croquette, "I Shall Wear a Crown."
Mm.
When the storm is over, you know, "I Shall Wear a Crown." That was her favorite tune, and I still listen to it today. "I Shall Wear a Crown," yes.
So, Mr. Truman, what have you got coming up next that you're really excited about? Something we can look forward to.
Yes, an annual event where we're going to have special panelists coming in, special artists, singers, songwriters, and poets, of course. And then we're having a place where you can actually participate by giving and partnering with us. It's going to be a great opportunity for you to fellowship, connect, and reunite with people.
Okay, so what is that topic of discussion going to be? For your panel of speakers, what can we look forward to for that?
This year, it's going to be being able in a disabled body.
Okay, so that just really leans and reinforces your whole vision behind what's going on, that nothing can hold you back.
Yes.
I love that.
Well, you know, it's in scriptures. Actually, you know, if you read about Paul, you know, the thorn in his side, he was actually disabled, but he was still able.
So do you have where I could look you up music that you have composed and things yourself?
I do.
I need to know about this too.
You can either go to the True Man Center of Hope website, or you can go to TrumanWallace.com. Okay. And you can also see my book, and there's music there that I've written and composed there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is that something you're still doing also?
Yes,
like actively? I'm like, I know you still play at the church and everything, but I was curious.
Yes, I still do something. Look, dibble and dabble.
We need to recruit you then to sing at one of our events, maybe.
Oh, Lord.
See, I got the mind going now. We're going to put you to work. I love that so much. We're thankful to have you as a new member of the chamber, too, and the fact that we're able to be a platform for you to just tell your story. And with you being a new member, I know that you haven't been able to experience a whole lot yet, but we always ask people if there's one thing in particular that either you've gained or that you hope to gain from your time with us as a chamber member, now that you're a member of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in particular that stands out to you?
Hmm. I really consider myself a member of the family prior to joining, you know, because I represent Stacy so much.
Absolutely.
So I don't really have anything in particular that I can say that I'm looking forward to, because what I've been receiving throughout the years has been great. So for me to actually say, "Oh, okay, now Truman is a part of the family."
Yes.
I just expect
like
to grow.
I already was.
Yeah,
it's
just, yeah.
I love that. I love that so much. And Stacy Dodd is, I mean, I know you love him just as much as the rest of us, but he has just as much of an inspirational story. And we tease about him and his many books, but having read those and where he's come from and the legacy that he's leaving is just as inspiring. And I love that so much. Mm-hmm. So for you to have him also as someone to lean on for mentorship is a great thing. And I'm really glad that he did introduce you to us.
Yes.
So if you had to leave one piece of advice for those that are listening, just one nugget of inspiration, if they don't remember anything else that we've talked about today, what is one thing you want them to walk away with?
Don't get so caught up at being a figure in the picture. Step out and look at the whole frame. See the big picture of it all. Don't ever get caught up in the small stuff. Look at the big picture, because the world is huge. It has so much to offer, and it has so much it wants to give to you, but you have to be open to receive it.
Absolutely. That's incredible. And I struggle with that. I really do. We get down and bogged down in the day-to-day and just making sure that we check those boxes and we get that to-do list done. And then you look up and it's so much bigger than you.
Yes.
And I love that with this job now, it's so different being part of the chamber now, because I am able to invest in other people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to sit down with people like you and hear your story and encourage others to get to know you, where it's not about me and it's not about checking boxes anymore. It's about investing in relationships. So I am beyond blessed. And that has definitely helped to get yourself outside of yourself.
You know what? It messes with my wife, but I do it because I learned the thinking behind it. When we pray, you know, whether we're over food or we're getting ready to go to sleep or whatever, there's only two words I say. It's thank you. That's it. I never pray any other prayer. I don't add anything to it. I just say thank you. Because long as I stay in that posture, you know, he'll deposit everything. He'll let me see everything clearly because I'm thankful. Whether it's good, it's bad. Thank you.
Yes.
So, you know, it gets on her nerves because she wants to, you know, especially when we're eating, she wants to bless the cook and this and that. Thank you. Amen. So,
I mean, that is all encompassing. It really is.
Yes,
I love that.
Just but having that, thank you.
That attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
That's something my Sunday school teacher used to say all the time. So put that in your pocket for later too. Maintaining that attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
Of recognizing not so much what he's done, but just who he is.
Yes.
And just being in that moment. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
That was fun.
I love getting to talk with you. You were precious. I learned something new every day. Guys, if you haven't done so, you need to check out Mr. Truman Wallace's website, about his organization, and just see what you can do to get involved and make a difference. Share his story with someone, because you never know who is going to need just help along this journey of life and who you can send his way to make an impact in our next generation of young men and women, as it were.
Yes.
So, and if you have a passion that's similar to his and something that you could provide as a service, we encourage you to definitely get involved. Contact Mr. Wallace through his website, and let's continue to build a beautiful legacy for our next generation of kids. Thank you again so much.
Thank you for having me.
And guys, if you haven't done so, make sure you go and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode of South Haven Business Beat. We'll see you later. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.